Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Now, is there any way to tell if you potentially could have a blood clot? In this video, I'm going to discuss the 7 different indicators that you possibly may have a blood clot. Now, just because you have any of these symptoms doesn't mean you have one, but it's just good to understand how to read your body and understand what these symptoms could be related to. Now, the symptoms are directly dependent on where the blood clots are. You can have blood clots in your lung, the heart, your leg, your brain, in your pelvis. These clots could be anywhere where there is a artery or a vein. All right, number 1, leg cramps or tightness, okay? You could have this like throbbing, crampy tightness in your lower leg coming from something called deep vein thrombosis. All right, number 2, shortness of breath because the clots are in your lung or in your heart. You just get out of breath very easily, especially if you're doing any distance or inclines. All right, number 3, a sudden increase or decrease in blood pressure. Number 4, an increase in pulse rate for no reason. It just doesn't come down. Number 5, swelling in the leg, the foot, or ankle, or your arm or your hand on one side, usually. All right, number 6, excessive sweating. And number 7, discolored skin. It could be red or pale. And there's other symptoms too, like fatigue, but these are the 7 most common symptoms. So if you're getting any persistency with these symptoms, it might be a good idea just to get it checked out. Now, I also want to add a couple really important nutrients to help naturally keep your blood on the thin side, but it's not actually thinning the blood, it's just preventing clots in general. Vitamin E, specifically tocotrienols, is a very good form of vitamin E that can actually prevent clots. Second thing to take on a regular basis would be garlic. Garlic naturally keeps the blood from clotting. Quercetin is a good remedy to keep the blood from clotting as well. Turmeric is another one that's very, very effective. Cayenne pepper, really good at preventing clots. But here's the thing that you really need to know. People that are diabetic have a much higher risk of getting clots simply because they have higher levels of sugar in their blood. So people that have insulin resistance, people that are pre-diabetic, people that are consuming a lot of sugar or doing a high-carb diet are at a much higher risk of getting clots. So if you're concerned about that, definitely get on the keto and intermittent fasting plan. So check it out. I put the link down below.
Hey, before you go, if you're benefiting from any of my content, I would love to hear about your success story. Please share it in the link down below.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.